Hello, Bottom Nation.
Hello, hello. Ooh, little bottom.
Hello. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm in a great mood. And a lot of that is because of you guys. My live shows have been more incredible than they've ever been. And I can't believe this is coming full circle to actually kind of being happy the whole thing happened. But anyway, thanks for supporting me and coming to shows and being such good audiences and really being there for the comedy and for such a fun hang. Patreon.com/WHGS, donating $1 a month. This might sound like very little, but it's actually a really great way for us to do financial planning. And we have a staff of three, so it's super, super helpful. And if you donate more than that, you'll get up to 4 bonus episodes a month. And then this week we have comedian Alex Kim. You know, I saw Alex at a little bar show in Brooklyn and I got there a little late. He was already on stage. I was about to go on stage. He was a comic before me. And I was like, God, this guy is so funny. He's so, so funny. So I immediately just texted Sydney and I was like, we got to get this guy on the pod. And I don't know him that well. I got to know him on this episode and we get into a lot of religion. For if you are one of those people that's like, please, more on religious trauma, more on queerness and religion, this is the episode for you. We really get into that on this episode and he's really, really quite funny. And he talks about how he denounced God when he was penetrated for the first time. So there's that. And Kylie Vincent is co-hosting today. Maddie's on tour. We love that for Maddie. And Kylie has been phenomenal filling in. So go follow Kylie. Kylie Vincent, the first on Instagram and whatnot. All right, guys. I hope you have a great week.
Gay sex was my denying of religion awakening. I grew up in the church, you know, religious. I was religious.
What type of church?
Christian Protestant church.
Okay. Wow.
You know, I think I was just in a lot of denial. I thought if I never touched a guy, I can't be gay.
So like, what was like the thing that clicked for you that made you be like, I'm finally just going to do it? If you had been like ruminating on it for a while.
I think I've always just been more horny than I am religious.
I need to come up with a thing for you.
You said like molesting.
No, I didn't say molesting. I said molested.
Molester Dodd.
Survivor.
That sounds too like.
Not like molest in the past, but molested.
Molested.
No, she's been molested.
Past. Yeah, no. If there's any confusion about that, I have been molested in the past.
Our viewership just absolutely.
They're like, oh, we're starting like this.
Because each co-host sort of has like a thing to keep me from getting canceled.
And yours is the molested one.
And you're the molested one.
I like the molested one.
Like with Gara, when I first started with Gara, it was really, the whole idea was like sort of these younger queer people who are younger and more queer than I was.
Right.
My youths in the sound booth. But then it became just Gara. And then I was like, okay, Gara was my youth in the sound booth. And Kate, you know, was this athlete, you know, more like sporty queer.
I like how you're like, so one was like younger and smart and the other was like really athletic and built and you are just
so
molested.
God. You're just so molested. But you do bring
molested energy
to the pod. No.
Molested vibes.
Poor Alex. You can chime in at any moment. I didn't say this to you. You can interrupt us at any moment.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
What's your molested riff?
Yeah, do you have a molested riff you'd like to?
I haven't found the humor in it yet.
Well, you gotta find it fast, bitch, because we're
crying over there. Wait.
Are you okay?
No, I like it. Sincere.
No, that's
sincere,
really nice.
Sincere molested bit.
Yeah.
No, but I do think like whenever we have stories from survivors on the pod, it really resonates with people.
Yeah.
And in terms of queerness, like that can affect like your identity.
It's actually so confusing. Like this, like, because you also already have problems with intimacy and then you're like still figuring out your sexuality like everyone else is, that you're like, and whoever was your abuser, it's like, do I have a weird dynamic towards men? Do I date men mostly because like I'm used to the like control of it?
Mm.
So it ties in a lot with my queerness and it's like, yeah, I just feel like that's like a big thing in terms of when bi girls don't date women, it's because they're molested by guys.
Wait, you think that's true?
And sometimes I,
because the stereotype is the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. people will say to you, like, oh, if you've been abused, that's why you go the other way.
You hate your mom, so you go the other way.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
But like, if for specifically for me, if it's like a parental figure that like you still want them to love you.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah.
And then it's,
that's crazy.
I know. So it's like, this is like me trying to gain approval. And like with women, I feel so comfortable that I'm always like, it's like Maddie's joke.
It's Maddie's joke. Where's the fear?
Yeah. I'm literally like, yeah, I'm not scared at all. So I guess this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing.
Damn. Yeah. Anyway, we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex.
wrong answer to being molested.
We're having gay sex with Alex Kim, comedian. I just honestly, I just saw you a few times and I was like, we have to get him on the pod. I really don't know much else about you.
It's so weird because I listen to your podcast. So I know a lot about you and your guests. So yeah.
Name one thing. Yeah. Name your most hated thing about Ashley Gavin.
Yeah, name what you hate about me the most.
And then followed by what you love. Yeah.
Are we starting like that?
No. She likes to be razzed.
No. I don't know Alex well enough to do this.
Okay, sorry.
Like we just met. Like
we really, really like truly.
Me and Alex have known each other for a while, but not like, we don't like, no.
From the open mic scene. From
like, what's your middle name? I don't even know what's your middle name.
Lee. L-E. Okay.
Yes. Mine's Rose, so.
Mine's Helen. Isn't that awful?
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, Helen.
That's like in a sitcom written as a bad middle name.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a good joke choice. Helen. What? It's my grandmother's name.
Oh, yeah.
My father's mother.
Rose is like my great-grandma's name.
Rose is my grandmother's name and my mother's middle name.
Whoa. Oh.
It's almost like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Alex Kim. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Sorry for the super weird opening.
No, I love starting off strong.
Yeah, it is. You can't say it wasn't a strong choice.
And it was a strong choice, but sometimes I don't even realize that we start like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like,
no, of course, because it's a normal. We're comedians. Thursday. Don't you?
Yeah. Because I've seen Kylie do that bit talking about being molested and stuff like that. And but you know,
so for you it's hack, it's boring. Yeah. Why did we even? Yeah,
he's like, no, I've seen this before. Come on.
We get it. You're like, move on, find something else.
Move on.
But no, so it's just different now. We're actually have a conversation about it. You know?
Yeah, I know it's true. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think it's also like, it's funny because people take that as like being vulnerable, but it's actually like the literal opposite. You'll probably never be in a conversation with me and like me sincerely talk about it.
Yes.
It has to have a punchline.
Yeah. It's like this thing where it's like, if it's a deflection.
Yeah.
You're not, it's like when, you know, when people will be like, you're really brave.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're being brave for doing stand-up. It's like, this is the opposite of brave.
Yeah.
I compulsively have to do this.
Yeah. Only comfortable when it's on stage, we're the only one talking, whereas in a controlled environment, if you talk to me about it on stage, I get like annoyed, I get like uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Because then it's like true vulnerability to actually have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
very interesting.
Wait, something about you coming out, are you out to your family?
I'm not out to my parents.
Oh, this is a bad decision then for you to do this.
I mean, it might be, honestly, but my parents are so tech illiterate. They're not going to find it. They don't list the gay content at all.
They look up, we're having gay sex.
And my son's name.
But the algorithm is so smart. It might know, you know, it might get to them.
I think it's so smart. They'll know not to give this content to them. You know.
Oh, you're saying the algorithm
that's
was on your
so
side?
Funny.
Oh,
that's funny. Awesome. That's how smart the algorithm's got. It's actually weighing the morality of showing someone a piece of content and whether or not they're ready for it. They're like, we sense that you are out.
Oh, you're not ready for this.
No. We'll see you a couple years down the line.
Well, also you'd like, I mean, you throw like queer comedy shows and stuff. So I guess you've probably considered the fact
that it's on your feed, right?
Yeah. But I blocked my parents and everything.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Wait, so can
do they know that they're blocked?
No, I just say I'm not on social. I just say that.
And they believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah,
they do.
Because my mom I had to tell her to stop listening to this podcast forcibly. I had to be like, she was like, okay, I'll stop. And then I found out she was listening again. I was like, Mom, you have to stop. You cannot listen.
How
to
did
this.
You find out?
I don't remember exactly. I think she accidentally slipped up and was like, I love this episode. She can't not.
After I actively said not to.
Yeah. My mom, for all the things that my mother does wrong, she is incredibly proud of who I am.
That's really
And sweet. It wouldn't matter what I did. Mm-hmm. She would be proud of me. And she has no boundaries. Mm-hmm. So for her, listening to this podcast doesn't really bother her.
Right.
Because she has no boundaries. She talks about her own sex life.
Yeah.
So like, to me, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. And I don't want you to hear this.
One time my mom was dating this really bad guy and I was like, he's so gross. And she goes, guess what? It's the best sex I've ever had. And I was like, ew, what the fuck, dude? I was like, you're not supposed to say that to me. And you're not supposed to say that about a guy in a Sublime cover band.
Like, he's in a Sublime cover band? Oh my goodness.
And it's called MLBus, which is Sublime backwards. So he's like really cool.
You know, he is really cool.
He's a ukulele guy, you know?
Oh, wow.
See, that's how I know my parents will not ever find this podcast. My parents are like so like sexless. They've never talked to me about sex or anything.
Whoa.
Yeah, like I remember my dad's talk, you know, the talk, right?
Yeah.
My dad sat me down and he just said, you will grow hair down there. And that was it.
That was it.
That was the sex talk. That was it. That was the sex talk.
The hair.
Yeah, I'll grow pubes. That was his sex talk. And then, goodbye. That's it.
That is the scariest part.
I'm like, pubes are annoying, I gotta say.
Yeah.
But that's funny to me that of all the things he chose, he was like this. Do you think he chose pubes specifically because he was like, how can I talk about this with as little sex as possible, but like mention that there will be changes? Like he felt obligated. He was contractually obligated to tell you that there will be changes coming up. And he went with pubes.
Yeah. I feel like that was like his opener, but then he got cold feet and then like, that's it. I actually don't want to get into
this. It is a strong opener.
Yeah.
Pubes is definitely a hook.
I feel like I don't even remember when my pubes came in. Like that doesn't even feel significant. Does it feel significant to you guys? Do you remember when your pubes came in? Do you remember where you were? Did you feel the room? I smell candles and I'm seeing blue. My therapist, where are you right now?
I'm trying to remember. It was significant, but I don't remember the day that I found a pube.
Yeah. You like woke up and you're like, what?
No.
Yeah, because it's like a guy thing where like you don't hair down there yet. It's like when your balls drop, you know, this like toxic masculinity thing, you know?
Yeah.
When you're getting older, you just want to.
What exactly do they mean when your balls drop?
Yeah, could you actually, you're going to have to do the labor for all men, all cis men that have ever been on this podcast. What is that?
I think it's literally.
They're like up there and then they go down. Does that happen in a day? Is it sort of like leaves dropping off a tree?
You just feel something one day.
Oh, Alex is getting ready.
I don't think it happens. I think it's just like a
Alex, we get it. Your balls are massive. They've been touching the ground since you were an infant. Jesus Christ. I hate straight men.
I never recognize a significant ball droppage. I did a ball vertical change.
Or maybe his balls are so small that you can't even feel the difference.
Oh, wow. That's fair.
Yeah.
No.
Sounds like your balls are really small, Alex.
Alex, I'm so sorry to hear that. What about you, other Alex?
I think it's when it grows.
Battle of the Alex balls.
I mean, they probably grow, but...
Yeah, because then your voice drops.
You can hear how modest he is. He's got massive balls. You can hear it.
Yeah.
He's like, I think maybe...
Massive ball energy.
Yeah. MBE.
There's definitely a shift at some point. It's not overnight, but it's gradual, you know?
Huh. And they just get bigger, or do they actually physically descend?
I don't know if there is a droppage. Like, I don't know what holds it, but
it's
like,
want me to? I'm quite certain there's no droppage.
Is it on New Year's Day, like a ball drop? When the clock strikes midnight.
Dude, how did we not come up with that earlier? It had to be a man that came up with the ball drop.
Andy it's never Cohen a labia is drop.
Only on a blue moon.
An unfortunate ball drop. But I'm really glad that you're here. I'm Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns. I don't know when this is coming out, But please, these theaters are really big. I have to sell them. It's annoying when I don't sell them. So please, can you just get on my text alert and I'll text you?
Please.
Please, please.
Hi, I'm Kylie Vincent. Excuse me. What? I thought you were done.
I have to come up with a rhyme.
Okay, go.
I thought I came up with one. Didn't I come up with one?
Molested jester.
I feel, oh yeah, molested jester. That's great.
No, it can't be that. That did not.
The molester jester.
Molester, though, makes you feel like you're actively.
Makes me sound like.
No, you're a jester that talks about molesting.
Oh.
You're the molester jester.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. What do you think, Alex?
And honestly, when you talk about something so heinous and wrong, objectively, it helps me from getting canceled because you're constantly reminded that I really haven't done anything bad at all.
Wait.
The molester jester to keep me from getting canceled. Kylie Vincent.
Yay. Oh, I got a MILF tattoo.
Where is it?
It's that. It's a milk carton.
That's great.
And it says MILF.
And it says MILF.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about me. And my pronouns are she, her. Maybe they. I don't know.
Oh, really? It'd be great if you went through a crisis on the pod.
Save that for the pod.
Yeah, save it for the pod. You are.
I just feel like it's none of my business, though.
To know your own pronouns?
Yeah, I'm just like, it feels like in the same way, like people think about death. I'm like, that's none of my business.
the great mystery.
Yeah.
Of like the unknown. I get what you're saying. I don't think about my own death. Alex, do you think about your own death?
Not really. Not these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not these days. What days did you?
When I was, I think about it a lot when I was Christian, when I was like religious.
Oh,
because it's constantly like.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are all preparing for it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. So when did you transition from Christian to not Christian? New Year's Eve.
When I had gay sex. That's literally when.
Up until gay sex, you were Christian.
Yes.
Moments before gay sex, you're Christian. Can you hold on to this for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, let's talk about it now. Wait, Alex, did you have an answer about the balls?
Yeah, I did. It actually, every biological male's testicles descend into the scrotum by the time they're 6 months old. So it's not even a puberty thing.
That was so good. You really have a knack with the soundboard that we haven't seen in a long time.
I feel like I have the touch. I don't even know what it says.
No, you have the touch. Like, you do. You have it.
But yeah, I think it's more so just what they're more implying is producing sperm, I guess, with the phrase balls drop.
Before
technically the balls drop, you know, when you're
very young.
Yeah.
Very young.
Because it's filled with sperm.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my balls are so heavy. There's so much sperm.
I'm gonna drop them. I'm gonna drop them. Oh, help, help. I'm dropping my balls.
That's like men's version of period. They're like, my balls dropped today.
Well, sorry. do you mind introducing yourself to the people at home and anything that you might want them to know?
Hi, I'm Alex. I am gay. I'm a comedian in New York City. That's about it. That's really about it.
All right, cool. Listener, are you listening to our Patreon exclusive You're Having Gay Sex? Well, here's a sneak peek of what you missed last week.
How did you figure out that you weren't interested
in men? I had like dated guys before I got into my long-term relationship with a girl. And then being in that relationship, I was always like, yeah, I'm bisexual. Like I'm attracted to men, but because I'm with the person I'm going to be with forever, like I'll never date a man. So then getting out of that relationship, I was like, okay, here's an opportunity to date men. I sat down and literally visualized what it would be like if I was on a date with a man at dinner. And I gave myself the ick because I imagined telling a joke and him laughing. And I literally was like, ew, ew.
There are 4 bonus episodes a month of this series, You're Having Gay Sex, on our Patreon at the $10 tier and then 2 at the $5 tier. Patreon.com/WHGS. Yeah, so I don't know if you want this to be your gay sex story, because I haven't told mine yet, but if you want to break format, if you feel free.
Yeah, I mean, the gay sex was my, you know, denying of religion awakening. Because I grew up in the church, you know, religious. Thought I was religious.
What type of church?
Christian Protestant church.
Okay, wow.
And, you know, I think I was just in a lot of denial. I thought if I never touched a guy, I can't be gay.
You knew you were attracted to men?
Yeah, from like middle school. Like, yeah. I'd be watching, from then I was watching gay porn. But like, I was to
How
myself.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay.
And I was like, if I don't touch somebody, who knows? Maybe I was still, even like in my first year in college, I was still like, if I could marry a girl, I could do that. But then I found Grindr and I was like, okay, I could meet someone here. And I don't know, I had this.
Did you compartmentalize it in the way that I did a little bit of that? A little bit of like, well, there's going to be a guy eventually. There will be a guy and I'm going to like him and I'm just bisexual, but I just haven't met the guy.
Right.
Yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was sort of what I was hoping for. Like, I compartmentalized it in that way.
Yeah, similar. I could mold myself. I could do that. Nuclear family. I could do that. I thought I could do that growing up, but no.
No, obviously not. Yeah. You're clearly one of the gayest people I've ever seen. We keep playing footsie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're like gay.
I like it.
Yeah. And
you're like super gay.
Right? Would you describe yourself as like pretty monosexual?
Yeah. I think yeah.
Wait, so how did you
how
did you feel about watching porn when you were in middle school, because you were so Christian? That's like one of the things that
it was, again, a lot of mental gymnastics back then. I was like, if I just marry a girl,
right,
it's fine.
This
know?
Is this other thing as long as I end up with a woman. Yeah.
Like, he died for my sins, so it's fine.
He died for me to watch gay porn.
Exactly.
Gay porn is a sin.
Yeah.
I'll marry a woman. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we all kind of, you know, are flexible with whatever sins we do, like sex before marriage or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I could finagle watching gay porn.
Finagle a little gay porn. Yeah.
I get one. Yeah. And it's gay porn.
Yeah, you get one.
Like,
I remember
in prayer, and like, you're supposed to think of your sins and ask for forgiveness. Right?
Yes.
And then I would always imagine God or whoever was the gay, like putting like tapes of me watching gay porn for me to watch.
Oh,
like that was my
God.
Number one sin. I was like, please forgive me for this. Like, yeah.
That's such a funny one too, because like, we're going to heaven. He's being like, you watch this gay porn. Meanwhile, your dad is up there being like, you touched kids. And they're like, you're both trying to get into heaven. And both of these, look what you watched on the internet.
God goes, come on, man.
I told you, it's in the book.
Get a grip. Yeah. Like, there are murderers up there. There are legitimate murderers. And then there's you, Alex. Like, who watched gay porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually what they taught us, too. That murderers are up there with gay men, with gay sex.
Gay sex is number one. Don't fucking do this. Maybe kill somebody if it's warranted. But don't have gay sex.
So does it count if you have gay sex, then you kill someone?
Like, they cancel each other out.
So do you get at a higher level?
It's not
level?
A negative times a negative, and then you get into
okay. Just clarifying. Yeah.
It's still two wrongs.
Yeah. Okay. It's not one of those.
Huh. Okay. What if they're the person that you had gay sex with?
What if you what if you kill a gay man? Are you actually
the one that you had sex with?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you just kill every gay guy that you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You Dahmer it, and he's in heaven apparently. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Dahmer in heaven?
I think so.
Huh. According to who?
Because wasn't he religious? I don't know.
Oh,
maybe. Yeah, that's the part. That's the part I remember about him, is him being religious. I forgot how much that dude loves God.
There's a fear of God in there somewhere. He did some other stuff. I forgot. But
so who is this guy, and like, how recently had you gone to church?
My first time?
Yeah, your first time.
Oh, he was just some random guy I hooked up with on Grindr. Because back then too, I was crazy about it. I thought I had to be good at sex. If I was gonna do it, be like doing gay sex, I would have to be good at it. I think that's like maybe my I don't know if this is my Asian-ness about me or
I was about to ask, is there something Asian happening here?
Yeah. I was never studious either, but I felt like I had to be good at sex. Where that comes from. It could be just queer
side.
You're
going to Kumon, they're like, do your multiplication tables and how fast can you jerk off?
Exactly. It's like, do it faster.
How many
faster
pumps per minute?
I legit felt like I had to be good.
That's really funny. If it's 9 o'clock in the morning and you get off by 9:09,
yeah, they have to
how many pumps per minute?
And if a train leaves in Detroit,
you're all doing like worksheets hard as a rock. Whoa, I did. Kumon hits different than I thought. Yeah.
I love a good Kumon joke.
Yeah.
A Kumon joke.
Oh. That was it.
That was money.
So you thought you had to be good at, had you had sex when, like, how much had you done with men as you, when you went into college and you found Grindr?
So, like, yeah, my freshman year is when I started. And that's when I felt like I had to do, like, a workshop on just sex and do as much get as much exposure to it as possible. Like it was an internship. I don't know why that's.
Is this the way that you're justifying it to yourself? Do you think?
I felt like I had, for some reason, I had to get my numbers up. I already felt I was a late starter, right?
Yeah.
The media, at least when I was growing up, was like everyone's out in high school, you know? So they have experience with people, and I was in college already, so I gotta get my numbers up.
And it's so funny because no one was out.
You're watching Euphoria, like, damn, I'm really behind.
I was literally watching Glee, and I was like, I should do this. Like, is this for me?
No, I mean, Glee was so ahead when it came to being gay. It was actually quite far. I think that was the first gay kiss on television, Glee, between two men. Yeah.
Oh, the lesbian relationship was so awesome.
I never really watched it.
Oh, Santana and Brittany?
Yeah, the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jen, that was big for Jen, Santana and Brittany.
Yeah, I could see that actually.
Yeah.
Cheerleaders.
But anyway, you're in college, and are you having sex or just like kind of messing around?
Just having sex. Cause like, maybe there's some shame associated with it. I would just hook up with strangers, like just people on the app. Mm. And it was just about meeting as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And the first time I invited some guy over to my dorm while my roommate was out, and he just fucked me, and then he didn't even finish. He just didn't even come, and then he just kind of left. That's it.
When did he decide? I mean, you know what I mean? I always thought with men, it's like you come. That's the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's when they just stop getting hard.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, okay, I guess that's not happening. It's like, okay.
Right.
Yeah. And they just leave.
And that was when you denounced God?
You're like,
no
wait.
One even fucking came?
I think I was like, I already did it. It was like it's either did it or not did it, you know? And I had to just, if I did it, then I'm going to hell. I guess I'm going to hell in a, what was it saying? Handcart basket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, so I'll just double down on this lifestyle.
That's a low bar of love. If for God, like if you don't even come, you're like.
I know, seriously, you gave up God quick.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You were always giving him up. You were probably on your way.
I was trying to justify how could I square this lifestyle while still believing in God. So like throughout my experience in church, I was always trying to ask the question, find the answer of like, is this possible if the God loves me, but I do this, I'm going to hell? Like, is it that black and white or is he a loving God? So I've always trying to find that answer for myself.
Gosh, that's just so, you're going through so much as a 19-year-old. Yeah. You're trying to learn who you are. You're dealing with your sexuality crisis. And then you have to throw in whether or not your God is a loving or fearsome God. Like, it's just too much. Yeah. It's too much for a 19-year-old.
It's literally like you're like trying to figure out, like if you're in a relationship with someone, you're like, this technically isn't cheating if I'm doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
How far can I push the boundaries with God?
And are you religious today at all?
No.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Because some people are able to find that question, the answer to that question. They find a church that is more open-minded about, you know, queerness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like for the most part, people pretty much just leave.
Yeah. And like, I know gays who are in church. I don't know. I still kind of judge them a little bit.
I think because like,
no, it's okay.
Yeah. It's an institution still at the end. Even if it's like a progressive church, it's like what church represents is like, there's so much like abuse and and coercion and like all this shit.
But to be fair to them, they're trying to move away from that.
No, totally. And also what I actually really admire about people with religion is that they have beliefs in spirituality, that it's like, that's like a deeper fulfillment.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever
had
that.
I'm a deeply spiritual person, but I don't go to church.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like I totally get the spiritual thing, but if you go to the church, if you subscribe to the church, that's where I judge you. I'm like, you... Like, if you actually
if
don't
you're doing
like
that
us,
with a, in a building with other people,
yeah, it's like, that's kind of gross. That's kind of gay.
That's kind of gay. That's kind of gay. Yeah.
Stained glass is kind of gay.
Wait, so how did it like?
It's beautiful though.
Yeah, it is nice.
What was like?
I know there's a church down the street, and they've been restoring the stained glass, and it finally they took the scaffolding down, and I thought. I have to go in and look at that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes in Manhattan, I do like, you know, when they're open, I'll like go and sit in there.
We're all coming out as going. We're all very slow.
I love church. Yeah. I forgot about that.
When I visit old schools, I go to the church, take pictures. That's, yeah. It's a beautiful place on campus.
It really is. Yeah. So like, what was like the thing that clicked for you that made you be like, I'm finally just going to do it? If you had been like ruminating on it for a while.
I think I've always just been more horny than I am religious.
That's awesome.
What you just described though is it's such a, at the end of the day, that is what the church is trying to win. Mm-hmm. The church is trying to win religious versus horny, and the rest of us are like, horny wins, man.
Yeah.
Horny wins every time. And for a small sliver
of what kind of sex are you guys having to make you think this?
What do you mean?
I don't think I've ever had sex and been like horny wins over everything else.
Are you serious? I had sex yesterday like that.
And you feel that way?
Well, I never had God, so I don't.
So yeah, you don't even have to consider. But what about other things?
Horny, for me, this is actually a great question. What is better than sex? This is the classic Twitter meme. What is truly better than sex? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. For me, it has to be probably food.
When the algorithm works for you.
Oh, actually, yeah. I'm really sorry. Let me, Millie.
When a video goes viral.
On a clip in like a day. Like if I hit 1 million a day. Woo!
You've never come so hard in your life.
Yeah.
Waterfall down there.
Pretty wet. A good meal maybe, but even that, there's sex that rivals the good meal for sure. Not all the sex.
Right.
But what about you?
What's better than sex? Probably most things.
Really?
Yeah. I'd say so. I really like conversation. I just turned into a douchebag.
This is better than sex?
Sorry, Alex. This happens a lot. I'm so sorry.
No. I
love your feet.
Thank you.
No. I don't know. I just feel like sometimes it is really good, but then like after, well, I guess you're in a really loving relationship.
Yeah.
So that's really nice because it's like they're there after.
Wait, but I hate that. I hate when they're there after. I just want them to leave.
I kick them out. Yeah.
I don't want to hang around. I don't hang around. I just want them out.
No, we're not hanging right now. This is strictly business.
Jen loves a cuddle, though. She really likes to cuddle.
And do you like to cuddle?
Yeah, but she has more stamina. At a certain point, I get antsy, and I'm like, we got to stop.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get up and do something.
Right.
But she'll lay there. She will lay there all fucking
day. So do you think she would say cuddling is better than sex?
Jen!
I didn't even know Jen was here.
She might be in a meeting.
Oh. Hey, anyway. Jen, can you just stop your meeting real quick?
Yes, seriously.
Let us know.
What's better than sex for you?
Oh.
Jenny?
Hi. Hi, Jen.
Hi, honey. We're talking about what's better than sex.
Hit that mic.
And I was saying that you really like cuddling, and Kylie wanted to know if for you cuddling is better than sex.
I feel like it's part of it.
Oh. So the cuddling is part of the sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Included in. What were your answers?
I said sometimes a good meal occasionally is better than sex, but not.
Thanks.
Great. She's like Kraft mac and cheese.
Popeye's takeout.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
I said everything's better than sex.
And I also said that getting a cool milli on a clip within 24 hours is sometimes better.
Going viral.
Good. I'm so glad I came in here. Thank you for having me.
I don't actually
nice
think.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
This is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
That's not actually true. And I love you so much.
Oh, great. Love you.
Jen is such a good sport. Thank you.
I know. She really is an angel.
I mean, I was going to say, Kylie, the reason why you think anything's better than sex, isn't it because you were molested?
No, I mean, I guess in a lot of ways, sure. I think like, though, I compulsively have sex. So I'll kind of—
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll kind of just like have sex.
Oh, you're perfect for this podcast.
Yeah. I can't stop having sex, guys. Just like you.
No.
No. You guys don't have sex?
I don't. They can speak for themselves.
Okay.
This is better sex.
Sound
for
off
them.
In the comments. Sound off. Do you guys have sex? Sound off in the comments. Subscribe. yeah, no, I compulsively have sex. Like, I feel like I don't really have a choice in the matter sometimes because—
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Kylie, you're saying like some shit. Where, how long have we been recording?
40 minutes.
Okay.
Kylie, you're saying some shit.
That's big. What you're saying is big.
I know. I don't think like I'm a sex addict. It's just in terms of like—
This is how it starts.
If I have a—
Are you sober?
No.
Okay.
I'm in a 12-step group for survivors. And so I know that's like one of the things that people have trouble with is either they call it— This is like, I feel outdated. They call it like anorexic towards sex or like just compulsive sex because in your pattern, it's like you either like don't want sex at all or you're like, this is the only thing I can offer
there
you.
There are many, there are many, many archaic, not good things about 12-step program.
Totally.
And I think everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But here's why I also don't think that totally matters.
Yeah.
Because if you are an addict and your life is being ruined because of drugs, gambling, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that big a deal to be involved in an archaic program that has methods that maybe aren't the best, but it keeps you from ruining your life.
Yeah.
Because my dad was sober. He went through 12-step. I know a lot about the program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with all of it.
Totally.
That being said, my father ruined his own life.
Yeah.
And then he rebuilt it after he got sober.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So it's like—
It's what they say too is like, take what resonates with you
exactly.
and leave the rest.
Yes.
Like church.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like church. Oh
or
my
like
God.
Gay.
I love God. Oh.
No, I don't know. It didn't totally
make take
sense.
A little bit with, don't do the whole thing.
No, it's more—
Take a little butthole. Take a little pee.
Take a little here and there. Aside.
Yeah. Sometimes I read the literature in there and I'm like, what? This is a crazy thing to say. But yeah, I think it's like, I think in my way, I just want to like connect to people further.
Yes,
I think that's like the only way. But I'm aware of that and I'm trying to work on it. But also like, sometimes I'm like, who cares? Like nothing matters. You know, do you guys ever get to that point where you're like making decisions and you're like, actually nothing's a big deal?
We have some things to unpack, Kylie. You're bringing like a realness and a rawness to the pod that I don't think we've ever had, and I love it.
Oh, that's epic.
I wonder how people are going to feel about it.
I hope you guys feel not scared for me.
I'm a little frightened for you, dude, but I'm here for you.
I'm in all the stuff. I'm in all the therapy, the group therapy, whatever.
But I think that's the thing about growth. If you're not like really looking at yourself, like if you're not like scary looking at yourself, nothing's gonna change.
I'm also like one of the only people that are like vocally analytical about myself, and like I'm not really afraid how people are gonna receive it because I'm like just
wait till you're on the internet, buddy.
Oh, but I feel like anyone hates what I say on the internet anyway, just because like it hits like Midwestern guy TikTok.
Not here. Well, we'll find out.
Not here.
We'll find out. Yeah.
I mean, do you feel you're like actively working, you know, to reflect on yourself, or do you like also like throw yourself into work to distract yourself from?
Oh yeah, definitely throw myself into work for sure. That's what, I mean, I feel like that's what stand up is too. It's like go 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 go.
Yeah,
and it's accepted in this it's not only accepted, it's encouraged.
Yeah. Hustle, you gotta grind.
Yeah.
You gotta do spots. Yeah. How many spots you do last week? I did 20 spots last week. And they're showing up at the, you're standing outside the session. You got anything else tonight? I've got 5 more spots tonight. Nah. I could not care.
I go home, cut a clip, go home, cut a clip.
Got a spot, cut a clip, spot, clip, spot, clip, spot, clip.
Us as DJs.
And like, I totally like subscribe to the gay belief that like, if I get hot, I'll be happy. You know, once I do that. And I don't need therapy or anything. Once I do that and be famous,
have money.
It is
interesting how the male gaze, we should actually talk about this. It is interesting how the male gaze, when it comes to gay men, it is so, I look at gay men and I'm like, man, it might be worse for you than straight women. You guys are all so, not all of you, obviously, but there's a thing, you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, it's bad, but we're still men though. We're still like more accepted in society, you know?
Oh no, that's not how I meant it. I meant this is the male gaze specifically with body image.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Don't you think it's tough out there?
Yeah, we're very cold to each other. Like you literally are invisible if your body isn't a certain way. You know,
But yeah, sorry, I'm a little out of it today, so I'm having trouble like maintaining the flow of the episode.
No, it's fun.
I feel like we were jumping into a lot of like intersectional conversations.
Yes,
which is really cool because you come from a background
and
that
you offend everybody possible.
Yeah, it's perfect because everyone's offended equally.
Yeah. did you do like theater in high school and stuff
I was Rolf in Sound of Music in high school.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I had an Asian Liesel too.
That's what they called her.
Asian Liesel.
That's what all the Asians called her. Asian Liesel. And like I have a picture. I have a swastika. Like they gave me an armband swastika as a part of the costume.
I wonder if they still do
that.
That's
so wild.
That's weird because it is a costume and it's like historically correct.
They fucking do Rent Jr.
What's Rent Jr.?
Rent like the without musical AIDS? About
yeah,
AIDS.
Did they call something else?
AIDS Rent
the
without
flu?
AIDS.
I think they're just, they're like
COVID. Don't get
we can't make rent because we have the flu.
We're sick.
No, seriously, what is Rent Jr.?
I would love to know, but
Can we look up the plot of Rent Jr., please? Thank you, Alex.
Can we go to a middle school and just watch it? A live reaction?
Can you find the nearest Rent Jr. near our location?
And we can get the script.
Oh my God, they did Hairspray in where I went to middle school, and it was like a white suburbia area. And they put, instead of, because there's no black people, they put scarves on their neck to represent the different groups.
I was going to say, wow.
I was going to say, oh my God, they didn't do blackface.
That's actually crazy, because then are you like, okay, is this okay because they're trying to bring some culture to a place with no black people? Or should they just not be doing the show? It is kind of a weird, it is sort of a weird philosophical question.
Well, I don't think like Hairspray Jr. is going to bring more people of color to that town.
No, but like maybe, you know, like just to talk about racism.
Oh, sure. But you know, like have you met like theater instructors for youth? They're like, Hairspray Jr. needs to be the best production I've ever put on. It's not like about teaching children. It's about like, remember your fucking lines, Jimmy. They're like fulfilling something.
Yeah.
For themselves.
What was I gonna say? Fuck, I'm so out of it, dude. I've been on tour and I've been doing multi cities every weekend and I'm just so tired. Sorry, that sounded like a flex.
We get it. You're famous. Tired. You're booked and busy.
So
I was just laying in my pile of money. It's kind of hard to sleep when my pillow's a load of cash.
Patreon.com/WHGS. More cash for my cash pillows, please.
No. This is the biggest thing I've done this month. So. No, I'm kidding.
Aww. Alex, you have an answer?
I do. I mean, I think it's still about AIDS.
It's still about AIDS.
Rent School Edition is what it's called. Rent awesome. School Edition. And it's still about AIDS. They just, it says, consists of minimal changes to language and the removal of one song. And the removal of most cuss words.
Okay.
The song Contact was removed.
Oh, the song where they go, I have AIDS, I have AIDS, I have AIDS.
I'm not sure I haven't seen Rent.
Oh. The one I was going to say, when I was in middle school, there was a kid named Zuri. I forget her last name. Mm. She's black.
She went on to become, I think she's an actor. I think she's still working.
Cool.
She was on a tour for some major touring musical. I can't remember. Anyway.
SpongeBob.
It was SpongeBob. But she, there were not many black kids at it, my school. Not enough to like think about like what productions you were doing.
Right.
But literally, Zuri is like really good.
Yeah.
You know, she's very talented.
Yeah.
And the middle school theater guy knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, you know, he picks the musical. And then soon as Zuri gets into sixth grade, that he knows Zuri's on the way up.
Yeah.
So he picks Huck Finn as the musical. Oh. And I was like, this is the only, like, this is too on the nose, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. If she were not here and so talented, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
And I want her to have a lead role for sure. Mm. But like, this is so weird.
That's, yeah.
I was a child and it made me uncomfortable.
Was everyone else aware or were you?
I never spoke about it because I didn't have the ball. I'm 13 years old. I didn't have the balls to be like, hey, can we talk about the implications of this, please?
Totally.
Like, I don't know if this is appropriate. It may feel tokenizing to Zuri.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have
that
language.
What was it the year before? What was the musical before?
Like, Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. You know
Jesus
what I mean?
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Did you come in with a story? I might just save mine for another week.
I mean, I didn't have gay sex, but I have a gay crush. Yeah.
Oh my God, is it a comedian? Please tell
me it's
not a
comedian.
Not a comedian. Oh my God, is it a barista?
Same thing, isn't it?
No, she works in compost.
What the fuck, dude? Are you serious? You could not have come up with a more lesbian thing.
We ate soup and played guitar together. Okay. Fine.
She works in compost. What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, I don't know.
When you met her, you were like, oh, what do you do?
Yeah.
Can you say her name? Are you comfortable saying her name? Otherwise, we have to pick one.
No, I'm going to
give her a fake name.
Yeah, let's give her a fake name. Her name is Randall.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, and
checks out.
Yeah, Randall.
Randall, the girl that I have a crush on, works in composting. I didn't know what she did when I first met her. I met her through like mutual friends, and I thought she was really cool. And she's like a little bit.
Is
quiet.
She wearing like a jumpsuit? Is she wearing like a garbage suit?
No, she wasn't wearing a garbage suit.
When I
like
think
for running, like what do you mean?
No, like. She's not inside the compost trash. What are you talking about?
We don't know. She's Oscar the Randall the Grouch. Randall the compost grouch.
That's what she was working compost.
She just pops her head out of your pussy. She literally comes out.
She's Randall the Grouch. Randall the Grouch.
Is she grouchy?
No, she's
okay. She's pleasant.
She's really pleasant and really sweet.
Wow. So you met her through friends.
Yeah.
And okay.
We've been like hanging out one-on-one, but like they're not being called like a date or anything.
You don't know what it is.
I think like it's building into a friendship, but I mean, I think she likes me back too.
Yes.
Cause that would be like crazy.
It's so crazy. Lesbians. Yeah. I don't know how familiar you are with my people.
No, I'm a big fan. I big support.
But like so many times, like, I don't know whether or not it was a date.
Yeah.
Of course it was a date, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Was it, do you mean it was just a hookup? Is that why?
No, we haven't.
Literally, he cannot understand. He's like, wait, so the two of you are like eating soup, literally? It was not a metaphor? I thought eating soup was a metaphor.
Me after scissoring, I wonder if she likes me.
I mean, that's how gay men are.
Really. Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
But for lesbians, it's not like, oh, I wonder if he likes me because there's like a physical, mm-hmm. like this is just the physical. With lesbians, they'll be like, is she into me? Just scissor.
Are we just girlies?
Are we just hanging out as girls? Are we just gal pals having a slumber party?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So you've been hanging out one-on-one.
Yes.
Meals.
We went to
splitting the check.
Yeah. Okay. I always like pay for myself.
Has she offered to pay?
No.
Okay.
She works in Compost and I'm a comedian. Like, yeah. It's not like if she worked in like a
Compost isn't big job, money.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
She's not big money in Compost.
When she's her in the suit, she's in the suit all the time. The jumpsuit. God, she looks so good in that Compost suit. Yeah, we've been going and eating and just like talking for hours.
Then
the other night we like
took, how many hours? Like 4 hours you talk?
Yeah, like
yeah.
A lot of
it's a date.
The day. And then we took edibles and went and saw this 18 piece instrument band in Red Hook.
It's the most Brooklyn thing.
I know.
It almost makes me mad. Like when I hear something like that, I want to flip over the table.
But it was actually so good. What do you mean?
Yeah, that does sound fun.
A full instrument band?
Are they touring or are they still around? I'll take Jen.
No, they're like Red Hook based. They're in the like folk community in Red Hook.
The folk, Alex. No, say what you want to say.
Everyone's
Alex.
Gonna
it's
absolutely
just like the
roast
hardest
me.
To reach neighborhood of all time, and yeah. They're based out of Red Hook.
Yeah, an 18-piece band. Dude. That's why they're based out of Red Hook. They can't leave.
It's like
you know how hard it is to transport a double bass. There's a tuba
via boat.
They're on the. This is such a niche New York joke. Okay, but here's the thing: Red Hook is impossible to get to. Unless you go by boat.
Yes.
So the and yes. It's not even an island. It's just hard to get to, not by boat.
Like I took the train and then there was a 20-minute walk from the train and it felt like I was like in Temple Run because I had to like go over a bridge and then like and when I arrived I was like
need a bunch of coins. I'm sorry.
Is that a Jew joke?
No,
that's about me.
It's a fucking Temple Run joke. It's a Temple Run
Why
joke.
Why not both?
Yeah. Gold
Maybe
coins.
He was Jewish in Temple Run.
Alex, can you please make an animation of someone in Temple Run collecting Jewish stars, please? Thank you. I know now's not the time, but maybe the conflict will have settled by the time
yes,
this episode settles. Comes out.
Quote unquote settled.
You know how it's
when the dust is settled.
It's settled.
Oh, it's just gonna fizzle out.
It's just gonna fizzle out.
Yeah, totally. But I talked to her on the phone last night.
Oh, you're talking on the phone.
Huh. 2 a.m.
Oh my God. Kylie, you're in love.
Yeah. I'm not in love.
You love Randall.
I love Randall.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to like drop because she's like more introverted. So I want to take it slow because of what I just told you of all my stuff that I'm dealing with. But I'm like, I want to make it clear that I really think she's awesome.
Why don't
like,
you just
not be
say
too forward.
Verbatim what you just said to us?
You
know, this is going to get back to Randall.
Randall's going to see this.
The
Randall
algorithm.
Works in Compost.
No, Randall's going to see it.
The algorithm. It shows up on Randall's page. I love that we call her Randall.
Oh my God, you are in love.
I think so too. I think, yeah. Some strong emotions.
Yeah.
I'm feeling.
Yeah.
She's really special, I think. And this is going to be so embarrassing if she doesn't like
it. Oh, she's going to find out because how many lesbians in Compost in Bushwick are there? Or where?
Probably a lot, actually.
Yeah. But the community is going to know because someone's going to listen to this and be like, oh, I know Randall.
Yeah. Both of them are like, oh.
That's how it works.
Both of them. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the worst thing is she finds out and she kisses my face.
Oh, you guys haven't kissed?
No, we haven't. I'm trying to take things slow, like build the friendship first. I do that with people I actually care about.
Well, don't be too cold. Mm-hmm. Because don't play it too cold because then she might get confused and be like, what is this?
Oh, I called her ugly the other day. You're not supposed to do that.
Mm.
No, I keep dropping like
That's
hints.
A bit, right?
Yeah, it's a bit. Of course I didn't call her ugly. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
She's Randall.
She's
Randall the Grouch.
There's no one else like Randall out there. I was like, I said something about her being cute. Or then after the band, she was like, we're like sitting in the bar. She's like, wait, this is actually funny. She goes, do you want to go talk to the band? And I go, no, but do you? Like, I'd come with you. And she goes, no, it's just because you're like the kind of guy that would talk to the band after. And I was like roasting her for being like the kind of guy. And then
you are the kind of guy that would talk to the band after.
I know. And that was real. And I really like when they knock me down a few pegs.
Oh, dude, you're
put
sick.
Me in my place.
You're sick. I love when a woman puts me in my place.
It's awesome.
Oh, when a woman puts you like to be put in your place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared of when a woman does it, but.
You're like, mom.
Me too, brother.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
Yeah.
Jen rarely does it with me. Jen, the way that Jen exercises kindness with me when she puts me in my place turns me on in a different way.
Mm.
Turns me on with love. Like the type of woman I used to date would put me in my place and I'd be like, oh, punch me in the face. Punch me.
Yeah.
But with Jen.
Mommy.
It's like,
yeah.
You know, I think it might be helpful if you approached this way because I worry that people might take it the wrong way if you do it. You know, like
she's so emotionally
she's
intelligent.
So, yeah. And it's just so loving. I love her so much.
Whoa.
A lot of love tonight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know it's not good for the pod how happy I am.
So what about you, Alex? Are you in love?
I actually got out of a relationship recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're out there.
Out there.
How are you feeling about that?
Fine.
Excited?
No, not excited. Okay. Because like we've been open for the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I'm just trying to.
Right.
I was trying to phase out that part of my life, actually.
You don't want to be open?
No, I don't want to be in a relationship.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean. Just have fun.
Phase out that part of my life. Finding human connection.
Just ready to phase out love and acceptance.
Yeah, I mean, just a phase.
Because it's work. Isn't it a lot of work? So.
It is work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't willing to put it in. I was hurting our relationship. I was hurting him.
Well, you're hustling. You're at the hustle.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, because I really just booked you based on how good you were at
stand-up. Oh, thank you.
I saw you. You made me laugh. I was like, we should have him. And then I did no further research.
Yeah.
So forgive me if I'm wrong about this, but you're still at the hustling phase of comedy.
Yes.
And it's horrendous. It's awful.
Yeah.
I wish it upon no one.
Yeah, still in that phase, for sure.
Yeah. So, like, it's hard to be in a relationship when you're at that phase.
Yeah, and, like, he's been supportive, but it's just, you know, it's been hard to have that choose comedy over everything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
Does he have a regular job?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
He was a teacher. Now he works for the government.
Yeah. Oh. Compost?
where are we at time-wise?
An hour, 5 minutes.
I feel it in my bones. I know. Well, where can people find you and what are you working on? You've regular shows.
Yeah, I host a show. I'm doing a show in Caveat. It's December 15th.
Are you headlining it? Or are you?
No, I'm like producing it. I'm producing it. Yeah.
December 15th.
Yeah.
At Caveat. That's a great, great venue. A lot
I
of
love
fun.
Love Caveat.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm out there hustling.
I don't know if this will be out in time for
okay,
that show.
No. Yeah.
When's the next one?
Sometime in February, actually.
Okay, so what we'll do is depending on when this comes out, we'll get you to do an audio and just like mouth.
We'll ADR it in. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll ADR.
March 13th at Rodney's Comedy Club in New York.
I'll see you there.
That's perfect. And Kylie, what about you?
You can find me on socials, Kylie Vincent the First. In the spring is when I can release Bird online, and I think I'm going to do a live screening at a movie theater
wonderful.
In New York City.
That's wonderful.
With like art installations.
So keep following Kylie on social media so you don't miss the premiere. And then you guys know with me. Guys, Alex, remember the other day when you put in the sad music? I would love to let's like change up the soundboard. I would love to add some like really corny, inspirational, some sad, some happy, like different moods so that we can have different rants throughout the podcast. Inspirational rant. Guys, patreon.com/WHGS. Give us a dollar. Okay, you know we've been through it. And we have 3 full-time employees who depend on your fucking dollar. How did you get here? Was it a clip from the pod or the my comedy? Oh my God, you know how many clips we had to put out before you saw it? Like a billion, okay? Having it every month. Sorry, Alex. Having it every month means we can predict our income so we can give everybody a raise. You piece of shit. fuck capitalism. Well, fuck you for not supporting the arts.
Yes. And Ashley is my president.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Gavin Vincent 24.
Oh my God. We should do that.
We're not. You're not old enough, I don't think.
Oh. What?
Wait. How old do you have to be to run for president? 36?
34 or something. Something like that. 35.
Legally, I could only run for president a year ago. I've been qualified for ages.
Yeah, no, you've been preparing this for your
you're
whole life.
You're born in America. You're able to.
Yeah, yeah.
Naturalized and at least 35 years old.
What about VP? Can they be 23?
The way you said it. No. What about VP? No, I think because you have to be prepared to take the oath.
If old Prezi dies.
Wait, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wait.
Vice President must also at least be 35.
Okay. And what about Secretary? What about Speaker of the House? The Speaker of the House is third in line.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I would love to get to a scenario where we have an 18-year-old president. Because
What about like whatever Monica Lewinsky was?
25 years Speaker of the House.
Oh, so 25. We could have a 25-year-old president if they were Speaker of the House. Get out there.
That doesn't
register. We're never going to get a 25-year-old in Congress. I don't think that would ever be possible.
What do you mean? That doesn't make sense. Huh? They're third in line. So
yeah, but then you'd have to kill the other two people.
Of course. Yeah. That's part of the plan. A poison dart.
Oh, that was a quick answer.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that on the air. I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed
to say that. I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to say that.
You, Biden and Kamala.
No specifics. No. God, no.
We need money.
This is a theoretical president.
It's
YouTube, and everybody listening.
And also, please, in addition to donating to my Patreon, for the love of God, if you don't vote for Joe Biden in this election, I am going to lose my goddamn mind. People in my comments are like, what about the third party candidate? Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious?
Vote your conscience.
No, Alex, that is a vote for Donald Trump. Yeah. That is, I'm sure these people are great. I'm sure they have wonderful platforms. If you vote for a third party instead of a Democrat, I am going to lose my mind. I get it. It's an imperfect system, but you're not going to fix it through fascism. We have to fix it by voting and then changing the campaign finance laws and the two-party system. I'm done.
Yay. Ashley just changed the whole world.
Done. America's good.
Thanks for listening, guys. Patreon.com/WHGS, $1 a month. Please, guys, if 1,000 of you did this, just gave me a dollar, that would make such a big impact for our team. That would be that's actually massive for the team. It would be so helpful for them. So do it for them. Don't do it for me. Do it for Alex. Do it for Sydney and Pierce. Patreon.com/WHGS. And then Gay Thought.
Hello. Hi. What's the gay thought?
Well, that's why I brought you in. I don't have one. Every week I have to do a gay thought, and I don't like doing this.
I mean, it was your idea.
No, it wasn't my idea. Well, it was sort of my idea. People started writing and being like, the episodes end too abruptly. I was like, okay, I'll do a gay thought at the end.
Okay.
Do you have any gay thoughts?
You're my gay thought.
I know you say that when I ask you that.
I don't know what else to say. Do I have any gay thoughts?
I can help make it funny if you have a premise.
You don't have any jumping off point?
Do you know? I do this every week. Hmm. Your TikTok idea was really funny. It's not exactly gay.
It's kind of gay.
TikTok in general?
Yeah.
Pitch the bit. You want to pitch the bit?
It's a bit about the Hunger Games. I haven't seen the new movie. I've heard it's good.
Greer and I are going to go next week. That's like our thing, the Hunger Games.
Aw.
Yeah.
My idea was two women making it to the end of the Hunger Games and about to win. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God. No, you go. Please. No, this is so awkward. Oh, please. No. You've had such a tough time. No. It's take
you
it.
You kill me.
You kill me.
No, you kill me.
I don't even remember how it ends. Is it like, is that
Yeah.
You have to kill the person?
Yeah, yeah, you do.
Well, I guess that's the whole thing. But
I'm
then
sorry.
Do you have to like, go
this
to the
thing?
This
is uncomfortable.
This is so awkward. Do you want me to do it myself? I don't want to inconvenience you.
Killing yourself?
Yes, yeah, totally. I don't mind
no,
at all.
No, I'll kill myself. I'm sorry.
No, please. Seriously.
Are you sure?
Yes, totally, totally.
I feel like you might regret it.
No, I actually won't be able to once I'm dead.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a bit. What do we think?
That's pretty good.
Solid bit.
Yeah, it's fine. It's funny.
Is there a gay Hunger Games character?
I don't know. I mean, all of them.
PETA?
I
don't know. He's got like the
yeah,
gay.
He, like,
the,
cries,
the,
he's like
the one that Lenny Kravitz
shit.
Plays is
flamboyant. Oh, definitely.
Quite
that's
flamboyant.
True.
Oh,
that's a good
yes.
point.
That's a good Sina. Way to make this a gay thought. Alex, well done. Well done.
Sina's got a non-binary vibe.
Yeah, he
very
does.
Smart.
Or they do. They? Sina is he, they for sure. Maybe even all pronouns.
All pronouns, yeah, definitely.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I like their eyeliner.
Thank you so much, you guys, for
thank
listening.
Thank you for tuning in.
Patreon.com/WHGS, AshleyGavin.com to get on my text alert and come see me when I tour your city. It's fun, right?
Podcasting?
No, seeing me on tour.
Oh, I was like, insecure. No, why would you do this? Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes when Jen's there, she comes out on stage with me.
Yeah. See you there, kids.